Hello and welcome to another episode of Chatty Kathy. This is Kathy Prokhorov, and in today's episode, I wanted to share with you the idea of this holiday season and what it can mean for you and the upcoming year ahead. And I had a recent conversation with a few of my coaching business partners, and we discussed the fact that this year is going to feel much different than really any other year in our past. And all because of obviously this year of 2020, the challenges that have come and all of the changes that we've been dealing with. And no matter what, we can all complain about changes. You know, change is uncomfortable. Change feels different. It can feel challenging. And it's only because it's unknown. And when we are up against the unknown, it makes our brains believe that, you know, it's a little bit uncomfortable, something we should be afraid of, something we should be doubtful of. But aside from the fears of getting sick or passing on the virus to someone who is less capable of fighting it with their immune system compromised, the basis of this past year has taught me so many things. And that's really what I want to talk to you about today, especially as we look forward towards the holiday season. Now, for most of us, we've been on the go for, you know, so many years now. And it seems like every year things only speed up. And I remember saying this more often than I even imagined. I can remember now that times seem to go faster and life seems to speed by faster than ever before. And one time I was talking about, you know, technology and busyness and everybody's schedules and just how quickly time was going by. And I remember complaining to my over 90-year-old grandmother, and she looked at me a little amused because to her, this, you know, didn't make sense. She understood that time can go fast, but in her experience, you know, she had never even used the internet. She had never used a computer. She never used a smartphone. She didn't understand what I was talking about in the terms of how much faster it seemed to go by because we were so inundated and so busy. And here she is waking up in her morning and doing her crossword puzzles and enjoying her meals and enjoying the people she speaks to. And obviously her life is a much more calm pace because she doesn't have the bustleness of working and kids and, you know, life and busyness. But especially since she didn't ever even associate her life with technology and the speed for which that, you know, that gives us, she's never had that exceptional time being lost. And so in this year, as I look back at what most of us have been enduring and dealing with and the challenges and the quarantines and the isolation and the fears and the doubts and you know, health compromised, there's so many fears spinning out of control and there's so many opinions on what that means. But now that this holiday season is here, there's a lot more discomfort in the fact that we can't do what we usually do. We can't gather with our large extended family. Remember, maybe family members that travel from afar to get together for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Maybe that's going to be less prevalent, and obviously, rightfully so. Maybe it's just a small little gathering, and maybe it's very quiet and different. And when we get to that point of thinking this is going to be different, all of a sudden we feel uncomfortable. And when we feel uncomfortable, we get stressed about that discomfort. But what if we flipped it upside down? What if we looked at this holiday season as a refresh, like that reset button? I don't know if you remember that. I think it was a Staples commercial. You just hit the reset button, you know, when things seem out of control. And I feel that for many of us, that could be where we've been, what we have been dealing with inside of this pandemic, that it is the reset button. A lot of us have gotten so good at distracting ourselves with life. You know, we're busy with life. How many times have you found yourself uncomfortable or bored and you reach for your phone? You probably don't even realize how often we reach for our phone. And the more I see this in the younger generations, everybody just sitting on their phone, nobody just sits there anymore. Nobody's just sitting looking into, you know, nature or people watching or just staring off into space anymore. It's grab my phone. And the reason why is because we're uncomfortable with the pause. We're uncomfortable with that quiet space because it has to be distractions. Distractions is what we're known. We know now. We know distractions as, you know, that ding. It's like it feels good in our brain. It feels like we are being rewarded with something, and we're constantly able to distract ourselves from what we don't want to do, what's uncomfortable to us, what we have to deal with, and. This past year has been anything but distractions. It's been eliminating distractions, eliminating the busyness and the bustleness. Because for many of us, and you know, if you don't already know, and I'm going to say it again, I work with women typically over 40 who are overstressed, overwhelmed with life. And in that, they have so much on their plate that they're not able to take care of themselves as they want to. So they keep turning to quick diet fixes and workout programs to help eliminate all their struggles of that extra weight, because they associate weight with unhappiness from all of that pressure and busyness. And in that creates stress and anxiety, and they don't know where else to turn. So the system that we use in the Superstar Elite is really to get down to the root problem. I don't care about the surface issues. I don't care about your workout and your foods. Obviously, I care to some point, but at the very start of it, that problem is not your foods and your exercise program. You know, we know how to do that. We know what to do. The reason we're not doing it or aren't as efficient or aren't taking care of our bodies and our lives enough is because there's core issues that are triggering us. And a lot of times it's embedded in our subconscious brain and we don't even understand what it is until we start to dive in and learn. So in that, this year has just been this time to reflect on, well, what's wrong? What have I been doing that isn't working? And a lot of times these women, again, I'm going to use my clients as an example, but I feel for a lot, most of us now, you know, in our world, this is where most of us are at, that we're so uncomfortable with those pauses. We're so uncomfortable with being uncomfortable that we fill the gaps in with distractions. And distractions is simply doing too many things. You know, I remember even when I started to create my program, my community, there were times in technology issues and systems, the building out the systems and learning the things that I always said, this is not my strong point, this is not where I'm good at. I would get distracted with procrastinating and filling in those gaps with like cleaning my house, doing my laundry, because hey, I'm working from home now. You know, I can multitask now. But I found myself keeping my house more in order than my business at the beginning. And the areas that I struggled with, I continued to struggle with because I wasn't dealing with them. Of course, I was doing the things that I liked doing. I was good at the stuff that I was good at. But I needed to get uncomfortable a little bit more often and stop distracting myself with what else can I do to get away from it. Because busyness makes us feel like we're being productive. But a lot of times busyness is nothing more than just filling in the gaps, like technology fills in our gaps. So this past year has taught us, if it has taught us anything, I think for me, it's been the lesson of slowing down. Stop running. You know, I had been running for most of my life, trying to get somewhere fast, not really even knowing what that meant, where I was going. But the fact that I was running made me feel like I was being productive, made me feel like I was going somewhere. The more I can exercise and diet, and the more I could fill up on my schedule and on my to-do list, the better I felt about myself. I felt like I was more valuable and that people would appreciate me more the busier that I was. And all that it did was it depleted me more and more, depleted my life, my body, my mind, my joy. And I was a shell of myself. And so in me becoming a shell of myself, I was a miserable person to be around to the most important people in my life. Because think about it. When we're around other people that we see once in a while, don't we put on our game face? We put on that mask and we smile and we hold ourselves up and we're like, I'm fine. Everything's going wonderfully and my life is perfect and I'm so happy and fulfilled. And the whole time behind that facade, we could simply break down into tears because we know it's all a lie. We know we feel empty and we are lacking and we're unfulfilled and we're unhappy. And there's so many things that, yes, we're grateful for, but there's also so many things that we're in pain over and we don't know why. And so we keep searching for that next quick thing to give us that help, that fix, that distraction. And most of the time, it's that need to fill our gaps, whether it's to-do lists or taking care of other people or saying yes to more or the distraction of technology. So in this pandemic, we've had to pull back a lot. And in that pulling back a lot, we've had to sit and look at ourselves. And how uncomfortable has that been? And how many complaints have we heard from other people, maybe of ourselves and people that we're close to, that I can't take this. I'm depressed. I'm overwhelmed. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to expect. I maybe can't go into work, or I'm worried about losing my job, which are definite fears to look at and consider. But also considering the fact of, then what? Why would we just sit in that fear without a then what? Without, well, what can I do about it? How can I face this fear and come out on the other side, whether I fail first or not? Like a child learning how to walk. I spoke with one of my clients yesterday, and she has a grandson that's, you know, starting to pick himself up and stand up and wobbly legs, hold on to, you know, furniture and coffee tables. And I told her, I says, he's going to start to try to walk. And when he tries to take a step, he's going to lose his balance and fall on his butt. And every time he falls on his butt, he's going to learn and he's going to get a little bit stronger. But in that, he's got to fail to get stronger. And we are uncomfortable with failing. And yet that is what it takes to get stronger. So why is it that we fight so hard to distract ourselves from failing to get stronger? Consider the fact that if that little child consistently falls for like weeks on end, is his mother and grandmother and all his family members going to go, you know what, honey? No, and just continue to put him on his hands and knees. You're better off crawling because, you know, you're good at that. You're just not good at this walking thing. We would never dream of doing that. We just are so excited when we see that child take the next step and then the next step. And then we're overjoyed when they walk across the room. And soon after, they start to run. And then they're free. And they thrive. And they grow. And that is what it is about. Yet we are so afraid to grow because of the fears of falling that we keep ourselves stuck. How unhappy we are to be stuck. And yet we're distracting ourselves because we don't want to feel unhappy about being stuck. So we distract ourselves with more things. And those things are not giving us any type of concept of feeling validated or valuable or important. We just feel lost. And then we don't know why we feel lost. And we don't know why we're not fulfilled with our lives. And we're not joyful. We're not living our truth. And maybe we're stuck in a job that we hate. But you know what? This is paying the bills. This is what I have to do. This is what I went to school for. This is what I know. So why would I even consider the fact, if I had to lose my job, what am I going to do? We're going to grow. That's what the human capabilities are, is growth. Like that child learning how to walk, we learn how to walk again. So instead of looking back at this year and saying, oh, I can't wait till the next year comes, because just because December 31st passes of 2020 does not mean the issues go away. It doesn't mean, okay, there's no more virus, there's no more issues. Time doesn't mean anything to the struggles. It's just in our head, we tell ourselves something because we've associated the next year with change. Magically, it just changes. But you know it doesn't. You know, in that moment of all the resolutions that we make, nothing really changes. We keep saying the same resolutions year after year after year after year, hoping one day it's going to stick. And it never does. Why is that so? Because we're afraid to fail. So this year, we've had so much, just almost like time was paused on us, and we've had to reflect on what we're uncomfortable with. What are the areas that have brought you the most discomfort this year? What have brought you the most fears this year? What has been the biggest unknowns in this year? Don't look at those as a negative. Look at those as your growth, the areas that life is forcing you to look at right now. Like, just stop. Look. Stop distracting yourself with being busy. Stop distracting yourself with your technology, which we can all still do at home. How many of us have been Netflix binged and food binged and binged on our phones? And we continue to do so because we are still trying to distract ourselves. Yet there's less things to distract ourselves with. So we get very tired of these same things, right? The food, the TV, the phones. Over time, we're going to start to get burnt out on that. And then we're looking for more fulfillment. Fulfillment comes from learning what we need to learn, from growing where we need to grow. That's where the fulfillment comes from. From sitting in the challenges and just letting it sit with us without trying to push it away or run from it. It's okay to be afraid. It's okay to have doubt. It's okay to have fear. It's okay to have feelings. But it's not okay to sit and live in those feelings or push them away so they never are resolved or worked through, or we never grow because we're experiencing something that's uncomfortable. So looking at this holiday season and looking at this past year, consider what's going to be different. For us, we're just going to have a tiny little gathering. There's probably four of us. And you know what? It actually sounds pretty nice. It sounds like we can not have so much noise and distraction of cooking so much more food and having so many people running around and so much distractions. It's just a quiet setting where we could kind of calm our brains, come back to simplicity, come back to being who we were meant to be, and truly listening to someone. When's the last time you truly listened to someone and listened to everything they had to say without cutting them off, without interjecting your story or what you want to share because you want to seem valuable and important, but just listening? Do you know how much more of a good conversationalist you will be if you could just be quiet and listen more and maybe ask more questions so that person can share more? Consider the fact that you can try that this year, whether you're getting together with a small group or on Zoom. It doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is embracing what this year has for us, embracing how we can learn from this year. Because chances are if we learn, we can grow and then we can become better and stronger in the next year. And there will be change in that. Whether things stayed the same as they are, or they have been this year or not, we grow. And things change when we grow because we show up differently. We show up stronger. We become more fulfilled and we're not afraid to fail. Failure should not never stop us. Failure is just another way that that doesn't work or that we have to learn. I have to become stronger in that area. I'm taking another step forward. I might fall on my butt, but that doesn't mean I'm going to stay down. Take a deep breath up, take a deep breath and get back up. And so your holiday season will look a little different this year. And you know what? There's a reason for it. And there's a reason for the discomfort because maybe you're not used to that and it's an area that you must grow in. It's an area you can practice more of and reflect on that. I ask my clients every day, did you reflect in your journaling this morning? Did you reflect in your journaling tonight? Did you reflect? Did you meditate? Did you walk? Did you think? Did you allow yourself to bring about what is going on inside of you to the surface and not judging yourself for that, identifying why is that there? What's brewing under the surface? What am I trying to hide from? And how can I grow? Many of us keep hiding. And my anxiety was an area that I kept hiding. I kept running. I kept trying to search for a way to get out of this. And I had to just sit in it. And that's uncomfortable to sit in our discomfort, but it's necessary for change. It's necessary for growth. It's necessary for us. And as a society and as a communities and as this world, we need to come together and understand that it's okay to pull back. Because if life kept speeding up as it was, what is the outcome? Are we ever even going to hear each other anymore? Are we just going to be living on this perpetual freeway of life, never connecting, never having the connections that human beings are meant to have, allowing technology to rule our world? all these apps to notify us and to distract us and to keep us from living our truth and our best selves and what we are good at and what we can give and share and help and love. And that's what I want you to take from this year's holiday season, is looking at, number one, the areas that make you nervous about what's to be different. What is your season going to look like? How will it be different? How does that make you uncomfortable? And why does that make you uncomfortable? Sure, maybe not seeing your family that you've not seen all year long makes you feel sad. Can you connect with them on the phone or on a Zoom call? Which I know we can roll our eyes. Oh gosh, there's another Zoom thing. Stop bringing up Zoom. And I'm just talking, it could be FaceTime, it could be whatever, it could be a phone call. It could be writing a letter to them. Whatever it is, embrace the changes and learn what you can, how you can grow from that. And then what you can be grateful for in this year amidst all the struggles and challenges. What are you grateful for this year showing you? And how can it help benefit you into the coming years ahead? You only get better through the struggles and the challenges. The easy stuff's just easy. It doesn't change us. It doesn't impact us. It does nothing for us. It's just a happy little moment that's gone in an instant. And the more distracted we are, the less we even see those moments, right? We're just obsessed with the next moment. We're addicted to getting that next ding. We're addicted to getting that next fix, distracting ourselves more. Life has told us, slow down. Slow down, mama. You got time. Slow down. And then the last thing I want to leave you with is something I've listened to this past week in terms of, we are all in such a rush, and it's like nature. It's like trying to rush nature. And if you were to plant a garden, and in this garden you have these beautiful flowers that are starting to grow, the plants are growing, and you know these flowers are going to start to bloom. It's just going to be gorgeous. And all of a sudden, somebody comes into your garden one day, and they're so just impatient with waiting for these flowers. So they just start opening up all of these unbloomed plants and flowers, and they start prying them open. Would you not be devastated that they were ruining nature and what's to come? The growth process is necessary. This is necessary. Just like nature takes its time, but it continues to evolve and grow. And its beauty and amazing, amazing sights that it holds for us. So what is your life doing right now? Where are you growing the most? And what do you have to push the pause button on and just allow it to just take its time and know that it's coming? It's on its way. Everything you have to learn, everything you have to succeed in, it's on its way. And that is my share for you today. I wish you a wonderful holiday ahead, whether you're listening to this before or after the holidays, whatever's coming up. I want you to just embrace that and embrace the challenges that are inside of your life and your world today, and understand that you do grow through those challenges, and then you can be grateful for the happy moments. But in those challenges and the growth and the patience of the challenges, you'll start to appreciate those moments that you're grateful for more than you've done before. And that, my friend, is worth it. So thank you again for your time today. I hope this was of value to you. Feel free to share this episode with someone in your life that you know would benefit from this. And until the next time, be well and take care of yourself.